Okay, our scripture today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, 1 to 4, and again, 8 to 11. I'm going to mute you all here. Okay. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 4, 8 to 11. Well, let's pray before we do this. Lord, we thank you for the chance to be in your word. For being in your word is a great mercy and grace to us. You have not left us alone in this world, but have given us the knowledge to know what it is you desire from us, to the knowledge of your love for us, how much you have done for us throughout our lives. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. Your son, Jesus, made flesh, has given us so much. We ask you, Lord, to open up our hearts and our minds to receive this as you give it to us, that we may be changed, we may be molded and shaped for your glory and yours alone. Lord, we thank you mightily. And we pray this and your presence with us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Isaiah 61, 1 to 4, 8 to 11. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I delight greatly in the Lord, for my soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes the sprout come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring up before all nations. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. On fire for the Lord. This gentleman here is going to help us today and provide for us a little bit of ambiance as we go through our message. Few things more cozier than a fire when it's a bit chilly. So we'll let him do his work here. Hope he doesn't burn himself. There we go. The scripture that I read today is also part of our devotion that I had given to Jens. I hope you had a chance to read it. When reading this scripture, there's something quite joyful about it. I just love the spirit that permeates this scripture in Isaiah. The author wants to spread to those who are listening good news. Good news that'll bring great joy. We've heard this phrase before. Good news bring great joy to all the people. And you can't but hear the joy in the voice of the author who's writing this. the one thing that I love about joy is that it can't be contained no matter what. Joy has a tendency to spread from person to person. As we mentioned in the children's chat today, that there was a relationship between happiness and joy. But happiness tends to be in some ways kind of individualistic. You know, I am happy because of this. I am happy because of that. But if you're able to elevate your level of happiness to the level of joy, there are few people who can't feel that. I love it. I think the best people who are great at sharing joy with one another are children. You get a child to start talking about something that they're passionate about that causes them great joy. You can see that just exude off of them. Oh, crap. You know, it made me think of a video that I wish I would have brought for you. YouTube it. Not right now. YouTube it later. You know, I'm going to have to share it next week. It is just, it's an amazing video. I've never seen such joy before in my entire life. It was so wonderful. And there's something about the joy that just passes from one person to another. Made me think of this fire, in fact, which is why I'm sharing this with you today. I love a fire. We all know that fire can be dangerous when not controlled, when left to roam. People in California and places over there, they understand how dangerous fire can be. But in a setting like this, there's something amazingly wonderful about a fire. We can't feel the heat from it as much as I put my hands next to the screen. But just hearing that crackling, watching the flames dance. And when I was much younger, I loved fire, just lighting a match and watching it burn. My grandmother, when I was younger, 7, 8, 9 years old, she was a heavy smoker, smoked all the time. And I would steal her lighter and her matches and play with them, you know, as boys do and shouldn't. And I would just love watching the fire burn. But when you light a match and you watch a fire burn, it doesn't burn for a very long time. It goes out pretty quickly. In fact, if you take a fire and you light a cotton ball on fire, it'll burn longer than a match, maybe, but not much. Maybe put some more kindling on that and it'll burn a little longer, but not much. And then on top of that kindling, put logs, and then it'll burn longer, but one log won't quite burn as long as two logs. Two logs won't burn quite as long as three, and so on. Start to see that in order for a fire to really catch on and last a long time and bring that comfort that it does, you need several pieces of wood in order for that fire to work properly. I think joy is the same way. This scripture that we read today was one man sharing his joy. And that was the spark. That was what helped to get it started. But this one man shared his joy with the nation. A nation that was in deep darkness, a nation that was in misery, a nation that felt alone and afraid. But that one spark was enough to light the fire under someone else who was joyful about what God has been doing for them. And then that person shared his joy or her joy with another. And then that spread to another, to another, to another, till a whole nation was able to proclaim that God loves them. Jesus is that spark for us. What we're celebrating this Advent season is that one little spark through Jesus Christ, who was born as a child in a manger, who then lit on fire the angels, who then passed that to the shepherds, who then shared that with the everyone they encountered, who then shared that with many, many more, until finally that word reached us. Joy is best communicated through a community. And we as Body of Christ are that community. And we need joy now more than ever. One thing that I've really appreciated this year about our Advent season is just how much and how strongly the themes of Advent have spoken to my heart, how much I long to hear about the hope of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the joy of Jesus. And, excuse me, as a spoiler for next week, the love of Jesus. And I've learned, and I've said this before, that this love, hope, peace, and joy that we talk about that comes through Christ during this holiday season, this Christmas season, can't be diminished no matter what goes on around us. That it's this joy and love and hope and peace that are here not because of the Christmas season and not because of what's happening around us, but are here because of Jesus. And we know that through Christ, nothing can separate us from the love of Jesus Christ. So it's not our surroundings that dictate the joy, hope, love, and peace. No, through Christ, it's the joy, love, hope, and peace that dictate our surroundings. It's these things that are able to speak to us in the midst of all that we're experiencing. Now more than ever, we need joy. And sometimes it takes an effort to show that. But I pray that this holiday season, this Christmas season, and beyond, that we're able to share the love of joy with those around us, to act kindly at the store, to wave to people as we're walking by them or driving by them, to not have eyes of judgment if we see anyone who's not wearing a mask properly or whatever the case is, but to joyfully love those who are around us so that that joy might spread into their lives and from their lives to others. I pray that this Advent season, this church, is a source of joy to the community which we are a part of. I thank God that like this fire, the wood gathered together with one another, that we too can be lit on fire for God and share the warmth and love to all those whom we encounter together. Feeding off of and encouraging one another in the midst of this difficult time. We thank God for all opportunities to share the joy of his love with all those whom we will meet. Close with this benediction. Be people of joy. Let joy live in your heart and share the joy of Christ with all you meet. Share joy by seeing the good in each other. Share joy by remembering good times and hoping for good times to come. Share joy by praying for our world. In this Advent season, we need to see, feel, and share joy. As you go out into the wonder of God's creations, share joy, peace, and hope with those you meet. Amen and amen.